This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Greta Mart. The future of garbage disposal and energy production was on display Tuesday morning at the San Luis Garbage Company facility on San Luis Obispo's Old Santa Fe Road. It was the official groundbreaking for a new project called an anaerobic digester plant.
This project will be taking green waste and food waste from residential and commercial entities, processing the material inside an enclosed building, going through an anaerobic digester to create biogas. We'll be creating electricity from that, with the resulting compost from the digester being used in local agricultural farms.
That was William Skinner with a company called Hitachi Zosen Inova, a global company with the tagline, "Waste is our energy." It builds facilities that make energy out of garbage, among its other products and technologies. It has built several similar plants in Europe, Asia, and Japan. One in Switzerland has been processing 11,000 tons of green waste annually since 1995. Starting in 2015, the company worked with San Luis Obispo County to build a plant here to produce electricity from food waste, enough to power 600 homes year in, year out. Here's San Luis Obispo County Supervisor Adam Hill speaking at Tuesday's groundbreaking.
This is going to be the first facility like it in the entire United States. That's a big deal.
There were a few dozen engineers, waste disposal industry insiders, and Central Coast agricultural leaders who turned out for the groundbreaking ceremony inside a 13,000-square-foot building that was once home to the Chicago Bridge and Ironworks Company. Sandwiched between the San Luis Obispo Airport and the solid waste hauling facility, once built, every day the plant will divert and process about 100 tons of garbage that would normally go into a landfill. The digester plant is expected to be up and running by the summer of 2018. For KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.